yakuleka maziga manji kiwakaba papa na bibobe mukitanda ngempu na marungu mudungu ngo bakubisa mutindo 12 ya janga gwe amumeketa olobaji ne bakubuka katolika fulu mukuza nyobuza nyo linga na bameriko rumba si wagulune wansi zena kufuna manyifu nyina malaika gamu sababu yali yakawamba gamanya sanyu libera lya lubereda amaziga manja gakulukuta nekutule kontya mukuno kutya utaulichi manye mbeda mukutya sasulile bibinga ndiku pichipichi siku mina kumuti mpunzi kachupa imba kayimba kanzi kakanyo bulumine memenze chemva gusimo musenyunga nonya elienzize waka labe nakomu labe guamu lwembera nerabye mu nonya omukwano mu bisiriko muli wonko muli dogwe gunjo ky'omwoyo kati nkonko na kunzijize eggulu omusango gwonvunana kwagala
lwakitondeka ne kwagala.
In the past, and as time passed, I thought that I had healed, but rather I had shielded my heart from harm, keeping women at arm's length, refusing to examine the root of my heartache. Look into her eyes, and all time combines present eternity. Her depth of soul is burning me, unlearning the lessons as I gaze into the furnace, receiving her blessings as I scratch away the surface. I find fear hidden, lurking in the dark like a gang of thieves, working in the park. Nothing to fear, but fear itself. Alas, fear is present, I think I need some help. I thought that I had learned to find joy in myself and not to be reliant on anybody else, but I've been smacked in the face by my egotistic waste. How can I free myself from fear's embrace? I truly thought that love had overcome my fear, but somehow it's back, it must have been near. Insecurities pop their head up like a setup. Love, won't you get up and come rescue me? Ironically, the qualities I'm drawn to kind of scare me. Her wild free self and all the rest is freely sharing. The love that she feels is real, no comparing. In her presence feel the warmth of a glow so caring. The magic of her mystery reflects my magic wizardry. Like twin flames shine bright like beacons of liberty. In symmetry we found our own path through simplicity, feeling electricity whenever she be kissing me. But something has got into me, some kind of toxicity. They siege to my heart with unknown artillery. I've lost my way, my path, lost the man I used to be. In its place, I've discovered insecurities not new to me. But I thought I'd learn to love the man that I've become. The flower, fruit, the seed of the tree that is love, that I've nurtured from a seedling to shine bright like a rising star in the evening. In permanence and love, one must not forget that every rising star must fall when time to set. Struggling to feel that I am worthy of her love, she offers me so freely olive leaf, she be the dove. I seek a love as deep as her gaze, so nourishing, I don't need to eat for days. Someone to inspire me to ever greater heights, someone to hold close on stormy nights, someone to grow old with, sharing my life, to love through tough times, reflecting my light, igniting the fire in my soul. I am whole, but I seek a holy union, communion with the light. The present moment's everything, and love can set us free. Learning to love myself, accepting me as me. We can be love itself, expressing our divinity, affinity with masculinity and femininity. I know I need to let her be herself, she is a goddess, an angel on this earth with a love to share upon us. I need my freedom too, without it I am lost. Love unconditional is love without a cost. My fears are rooted in attachments to visions of beauty and love. None unless it isn't written, fear bitten love be the antidote within. Seek inside to find the light that is hidden. Accept impermanence, embrace the present moment. Release my grip on life and love and learn to flow within it. Lots of fish in the sea is true, and we all know it. But greater truth exists for you and me. We are the ocean reflecting the sky, and I'm feeling kind of blue. She left me, so I'm taking it out on you. What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck?